We're speeding.
We're speeding.
I think we should clap.
One, two, three. Clap. Clap your hands if you ain't got no appendix.
Something you need to know about me is...
There's nothing I need to know about you that I don't already know.
If I'm not laughing, I'm having fun.
Right?
If I'm not laughing, I'm having fun.
That makes no sense.
Nothing gets me more excited than a little barbecue, a little grill out. I love a grill out and a chill out. And sometimes I spill out.
Quality time with the girls, food, fun, friendship, and a little bit of fellowship.
And a little bit of fellatio.
Yeah. Fellatio Rodriguez was someone I went to high school with.
Fellatio?
Fellatio.
No.
Yeah. Horatio. Fellatio.
You called them Fellatio because
their
name
was
Horatio?
No, that was their government name, Fellatio.
You're lying.
We called him Horatio because we felt so bad. He didn't know. He was so stupid.
Damn.
Tell me the first and last name of three people you went to high school with.
Yeah, sure.
You're a gun to your head. You're already dead.
But there's just so many.
Just give me three.
Jenny B.
Jenny B.
Megan D.
Megan D. And...
Rachel
Mary fuck kill all those.
Oh my god. This has turned so dark.
But they're all women.
Yeah, they're all. Do you want men?
Not necessarily.
I don't want to do this. Okay. Do you know what I did the other night when I was in the hospital?
In the hospital. Yeah.
So it was October 31st and here I am in the hospital by myself.
You were in the hospital on Halloween night?
By myself, yes.
You were in the hospital on yes. Halloween night?
Yes,
like Jamie Lee Curtis?
Like Jamie Lee Curtis.
You were in the hospital on Halloween night. Did you hear anybody chant, "Evil dies tonight"?
Because
that was probably about you. Well, wait, you were in the hospital on Halloween night.
And there was nothing to do except watch TV, and it was all Halloween movies on. So I'm up at like 5 a.m. eating hospital pudding, watching The Exorcist, mama. So get into this tea. Get into this tea. The Molly hits, right? The pain medicine hits.
The ibuprofen.
They come in and give me the injectable oxy, right? Or whatever. And the Molly hits. And I go, I wonder what these freaks in my high school are doing. What do? I go to Wasaki High School's website. I go to the staff page. And I one by one look at every person who works at the school. I'm looking for teachers I had.
You're making a kill list.
Not necessarily a kill list, but like, oh, wow, the person who is the head of special needs instruction is now the principal.
Oh, wow, like, okay.
Oh, wow, Carrie Hart, who I went to high school with, now teaches science in the science room.
Oh, wow.
That we took science together. She and I dissected a frog together, and now she teaches kids there.
Wow.
Crazy. And then I was like, oh, wow, this girl's a lunch lady. We went to high school together. Like, so many people went to high school with work at the high school, and it made me think, what is it like to work at a high school when you went to that high school? Go.
Well, I'll tell you. Something not quite that, but very similar. In fact, more interesting.
More interesting than me scrolling my high school's website on OxyContin? Yeah,
pudding, sugar-free pudding dripping from your like gaping maw and your like codeine-fueled haze at 5 a.m. on Halloween.
On Halloween night. In a hospital alone.
Alone. How about this? Remember that scene from The Exorcist, a sequel, where it's this long shot of the hospital hallway and all of a sudden that figure comes out with the hedge clippers and beheads the woman?
Wait, Halloween 2?
No, this is Exorcist sequel.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen it either, but I saw the clip on YouTube and it sure is frightening.
I've never seen it.
But Jamie Lee Curtis was right in that hospital.
Kermis?
Janie Lee Curtis was
Janie,
in that
hospital. Janie Lee Kermis.
Janie Lee Curtis was in, Jennifer, she was just sitting in that hospital gurney.
She was in the gurney. Janie Lee Curtis was in the gurney.
Why is that so?
Janie Lee Curtis was in the gurney.
That would terrify
me. If people could see the veins in your head.
Oh, they're
it's
say,
a topographical
it's a
map
yeah, mama,
of
she's
the Bahamas.
These two on the side. These
bones
two,
sticking
yeah,
out.
Veins, yeah. The vascularity is
you
on the
what,
side.
You know what, though? It's good to see them because it means you're alive.
Things are flowing. Yeah, we got flow.
My grandpa used to have a fake ticker. Pacemaker, whatever. It was a fake valve. It was mechanical.
Oh, yeah.
And you could hear it ticking.
Like a grandfather clock.
Yeah. Literally. And sometimes I'd be like, God, it is loud. He'd be like, well, be happy you're hearing it. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, a broken clock is right two times a day.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back on the pod. Yeah, let's take some voicemails.
Okay, yeah.
What do you got?
Okay, let's see.
Let's take some voicemails. Hold on. I love the idea of us getting voicemails, but it's just personal voicemails.
I love it.
That's from Lady Bunny.
Oh. 5 second voicemail. Let me play that again. 5 second voicemail. This is from October 22nd.
I love
ants. Let's.
You know, people say I'm becoming her until you hear that and you realize I'm not her. I'm not her and I'm not close.
Mama, you're not close. When you call me from Iceland, high on edibles, doing improv Sondheim, that's when I'll know you've
Janie
really...
Janie Lee Kermis.
Janie Lee Kermis was up in that gurney.
Let me tell you this, though. What about this? I'll try to one-up you.
Okay.
Ms. Mattel, it's Coco Peru, and I just got off the phone with another old hag by the name of Peaches Christ, who told me that you were both cackling over the fact that I... Well, apparently asked you if that was your phone number when I had the phone number already, and that I never asked you that because I did my research before I even called you. I looked up the original tweet, and I saw it was your real number, and I said, holy shit, I better call her. This is why you get yourself in trouble, young lady.
Listen anyway, to your mom.
I love you, and I hope you're doing well. Even though you're an evil cunt. Bye, sweetie.
I forget what it was. It was something where I think she texted me, is this your number or something? And I was like, you have it. It was something confusing like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to see if I have another one.
Let's take some more voicemails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1 second. Let's see.
I got one from Janie Lee Kermis right here.
Oh, perfect.
No, I don't.
No, hold on. Hold on.
By the way, I love that we're just playing people's voicemails.
Hold on. Oh.
What do I got from you?
I got Mrs. Kasha Davis. Hold on. There's probably some, this is probably going to all be just like moaning.
Now, what about this?
Hold on. Let's
Who would play her?
Hello. Hi. Hello. Good evening. Hi. I wanted to test out a pickup line on you. Hello? Are you an ace bandage? Because I just sprained my ass.
Who is that?
That's you!
No, it's not. Is it real? I am so... Oh, my God.
Yes, that's you.
What is that from? 2012?
Hello.
This is you.
Hello, hi. Hello. Hello.
Sounds like a woman. Sounds like a woman.
You sound female.
It sounds like a woman, mama.
Hi. I wanted to test out pickup line on you. Hello. Are you an ace bandage? Because I just sprained my ass.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Little islands full of gay romance. They wear gay sandals and they wear tight pants. Sun-drenched up the bottom every day. Blessed with the miracle of being gay. The very best of
faggots
in the U.S.A. Giving big, big pleasure
in
a big, big way.
The very best of faggots in the U.S. So this one you recall.
I just lip-synced that whole thing. That's Chesterfield Island featured on Two Live Crew. It's a very homophobic commercial, old-timey commercial for an island.
I think I'm Lady Bunny. People think I'm on my way to Lady Bunny. Maybe visually.
Visually and everything else, you know, talent-wise, all that stuff, you know, on the stage. But when it comes
to sex life. Yeah. Exact same sex life.
I think I probably have repeated this story, but why not just go for a fifth or sixth round? Did I tell you that she was one of the things I admired the most about her was that I came across her Craigslist ad one night back in Boston. This was way before Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And it was so well written. And it was literally like if you had the Funkin' Wagner, not the Funkin' Wagner, like the style book. What do you call
the
that?
Town and Country?
The Humdinger and what do you call that?
The Neiman Marcus. I really don't know what you're trying to say.
The JCPenney. It's the handbook for like style, the MLA, like how to write well.
Oh, the MLA format.
Yes.
Yes.
If there was Craigslist ad, hers was so ideal. It was so well written, but so to the point, but not over. Like all the information was there.
It was a Times New Roman equivalent of like calligraphy.
It was breathtakingly beautiful.
It was like a wedding invitation.
It was, yes, but it was like, it was efficient. It was informative. It was a little funny and it was like inviting and it was perfect. Perfect. Because you know how Craigslist ads are like all misspelled, because it's like one greasy hand is just like typing
it. That's what I would, I would imagine that the girls have a good ad and imagine the guys, because I've had, you know, Grindr, you can tell everything about someone based on their profile sometimes. Well, the way it's written, it's like all caps. You're like,
there's
okay.
A lot of information there. Yeah, yeah.
Or there's no punctuation. Everything's lowercase. You're like, okay.
Right.
Tweakers, you can spot a mile away.
Oh, easy.
They might as well be just in a picture holding.
Yeah, a crack pipe and a torch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can kind of tell a lot.
But this was like, just in terms of like, this is what I want. This is what I'm willing to do. This is what I have to offer. And this is what I require of you and where and when. Everything was there laid out. Not one extra word. You know, on Craigslist, sometimes you get paragraphs. Like,
it kind of predates me. Me and my boyfriend in college used to get three ways on Craigslist.
Okay.
But I'm sure that's really different from the, I think at the time they would have called it.
Personals.
M for MM. What was men looking for cross-dressers called?
M for T.
It's not exactly the terminology we use today, but at the time.
No, but trans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or trans, at the time.
Trans, that means transsexual, transvestite, trans whatever. It was all inclusive. And she was she was also very descriptive and specific in her language of what she was, but not degrading herself and also not overselling it.
Yeah.
I wish I had it.
Well, do you remember you and, I don't want to tell people stories, but you and I were at dinner with Jackie Beat,
Bunny,
Sherry.
Yeah.
And remember Sherry said that she described herself on the Craigslist, I think she said like a cougar type. Mature
because
lady.
She is.
But that's perfect.
Cougar.
It's a great way to say,
older woman.
My face looks used without saying that.
Like you tied it to an exhaust pipe. Like I was dragged around the block face down for 3 days.
It's a great way to say, my face looks like an ant farm and my hair is Lady Clairol.
Yeah. It's a great way of not including the poster for Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right. Because some people don't look old.
Well, also the lighting, like I told you, the candle, Mama.
The flickering
Mary
candle.
Mary Todd was hot by the candlelight.
The flickering candle.
The flickering.
And you know what? If I walk in and I don't like what I see, I go. And I go through with it.
Then you fuck them.
Man, I fuck them. I fuck them so good. You know, maybe this is my year, though.
Mama, you say that every year.
I know, but 2020 was supposed to be the year and then COVID.
Yeah,
and then 2021's pretty much slipped away from me. Maybe 2022 is the year. But I will say this. I know that it's a lot. This isn't my terminology. Don't cancel me. It's a lot of, I want passable, like live as a woman.
No, but
I think they'll bargain down.
No, see, you got it all twisted up because there's a lot of assumption and I learned this from experience. You cannot anticipate. You can't assume.
You know what? Even with, as a man who sleeps with men, I can't assume.
Mama.
So nobody should assume.
You're currently in transition to becoming a man.
Truly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, nobody is actually, there's nobody
fully trans. I just started
looking
male like 4 months ago.
4 hours ago.
Dead serious.
Yeah. And also, in 4 hours or 4 months from now, you could be something very different. So like that assumption is like, is irrelevant. Like, it is sometimes like useful because for people who say the deal breaker will be like, I want big, huge, heavy naturals, which of course are not naturals. But
yeah, they're not naturals if they fall off the natural. Back of a truck.
They don't say naturals, but they say, I want big implants. Like they're into big, big breast implants. Okay, well, that's something I can strap on, but that's not something that's hardwired in.
And do you say that?
I say I am a, I would describe myself, I used to describe myself as a CD showgirl.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now CD, S-E-E-D-Y.
S-E-E-D-Y. No, filled with cum with from previous.
A showgirl filled with millet.
I got millet. I got
grain. I got a lovely mix.
And I'm hanging from a tree waiting for those birds to come peck.
Yes. I would describe myself as a Picasso, Wendy McLovin.
No, mama, you're a Thomas Kincaid with a little Ann Getty and a Banksy.
It's a little Ann Getty. It's Ann Getty via Banksy. Ann Getty by way of Banksy.
You know, speaking of Ann Getty's, Madonna in her latest spread for one of these fashion magazines, she just needs to, she's going back, like she's really turned back time. She looks about 14 now with that face. She should just become the new Ann Getty's model.
Little Madonna. Her in a flower pot?
Yeah, her in a flower pot.
Her, a complete re-record of her hits?
Yeah. Life is a mystery. When will I ever grow? I'm just a baby.
People like Madonna.
Well, if you're in
they
it,
love it,
if you're if
they
you're
love it.
If you're on that train, you're gonna stay on it no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
We friend and close friend of ours, Fina Barbital. I think Madonna could commit national terrorism.
Terrorism.
Madonna could have been January 6th at the White House, and Fina would have been like, "Diva."
No. I'll fight you on that because the thing I do appreciate about Fina, she is a stan. However, she's not unreasonable.
No.
When Madonna is acting crazy, Fina recognizes the crazy and accepts her like a sister.
Accepts her who
like
she is.
Like a mom. Yeah. She doesn't apologize for her. She will, she's aware of all her, she will bring up all her accomplishments because you don't slander Madonna. But she's not clueless and she's not delusional the way some Lana Del Rey stands seem to be.
Well, that's a crazy train.
Yeah. I
that's
mean, every stand-up is crazy. And it's also, it is a strange thing. Like for example, I would say a Lana stan only because I realized looking back, I listened to her music every single day.
Right.
Does that, what would you describe a stan, a fan versus a stan, just in terms of behavior, not like self-declaration? Like
stan behavior, I think, is like I don't know.
I would say every single day you listen to their music.
When I got Born to Die, what was that, 2000, I don't know, 14, 13, yeah. 12 even? Probably 12. Mm-hmm. I listened to Born to Die every day for a couple weeks when I got it.
Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah, like she was the one artist for me, like the one English speaking artist. Like I go crazy for the Russian ones, but.
Is she speaking English?
Yeah, I think so.
There was a few of her songs on Born to Die that I was like, Born to Die, that track, I was like, this is amazing.
How about, Born to Die, Paradise, the Honeymoon, Ultraviolence, Lust for Life, all that stuff up until Norman Rockwell. I remember we were on Drag Race when Ultraviolence came out, and I remember getting out back to home and being so bereft that I missed the three or four weeks of like it being new and people talking about it. And I felt, because I was like, as soon as a new track went out, I was like all over that shit, like butterflies in the stomach, really excited. I feel like that's a stan.
Yeah.
Right?
I will never go through something again where they take my phone and my internet for 2 months.
Mary.
Never. I don't care what it is.
I don't care what the fuck it is. Ain't nothing important that I can't connect to the internet.
Thank you. And also, I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm 76 years old.
What the fuck?
Who am I going to tell?
I know. And
also, you know it's more alerting? Me not being online.
Exactly.
You might as well tell everyone where I am.
No shit. I know. It would be... That's the funny thing. If they just let people keep their phones, nothing would change.
No.
Nothing would change.
These fags still go home and tell everyone.
They go home and tell everyone. Nothing would. So they maybe the only thing would don't talk to each other. That's what I would say. Keep that rule because the cameras and all that stuff. But that was truly like, ugh.
Well, now that I'm part producing on Trixie Mattel, I've learned from this side of it. Don't talk about it off camera because you're just going to have to talk about it again.
Oh, yes.
So you're going to have to fake the authenticity later. You actually have to have the same conversation twice.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking. I was on a Drag Race project and talking about that very thing about the person asked, when do you do those confessionals? And on season 7, we did them usually that night, which is rough, but ideal.
Yeah,
it's
very
still
ideal.
Still fresh, sometimes very fresh.
It's better that way.
Mary, in All Stars 2, sometimes we had to do them. We did them on the weekends one day. And then one time we had to do like 3 to 4 hours of them. At once.
Stephanie,
it's too much.
During All Stars 3, I had to do them in the morning before shooting. Oh, I'd be in there in boy makeup at 7 a.m. in a chair talking. And you know who would always go first? Me. Because I was the only one they knew would show up on time. So I'm punished.
That happened. Yeah, that happened to me on this thing.
Thank God you're punctual, because if you weren't punctual,
oh, nobody would hire
it'd be
me.
Constant friction. No, for us, it would be constant friction.
I know. That's why they gave me this ungodly call time on the third day, because the first 2 days I was early. Mm-hmm. And then they rewarded me with a 6:45 a.m. camera ready call time.
They rewarded you.
Yeah, because they're like, well, because you've been so great, punctual, we're going to give you the first slot. I was like, oh, thanks, Bob. Thank you very much.
I would show up to set. I would show up to set if they're on the script and go, oh, an actor's life.
I enjoy my first cup of coffee
as much as my sixth. It's decaffeinated.
I've got enough energy. Thank you.
Can I show you something?
Yeah.
I've been sick. We talked about it.
Really?
But besides that, I've been actually trying to lay down and rest. Mm-hmm. And so I've been watching Wife Swap from the beginning. Wife Swap from the beginning.
Wait, this is your resting technique.
In the past, I'm not kidding. Friday or Saturday after I had to cancel Evita.
Yeah.
Saturday, I watched 22 episodes of Wife Swap in bed. 22.
Okay.
They're an hour long.
Let me tell you about you. Can I tell you about you?
Hmm.
You are fucking weird.
Do you like how I never relax, but when I do, I go hard.
You know, you go hard and you go stupid.
I know.
You're all about this. This is you. Either vacillate at like, I'm going to work at a very high level. I'm going to learn an incredible new skill. I'm going to make a ton of money. Do an incredibly engaging business venture, or I am going to strap myself to a gurney and watch the most mindless piece of shit TV
with Janie Lee Kermis.
It's like so wild to me.
Janie
Lee Kermis in that gurney.
But I took some clips for you to listen
to. Okay, yeah, let me. Oh, you shared some and they're wild.
It's just insane.
Play it.
There's one that I really want you to see. So okay. there's these bad kids in this one, right? These bad kids, and they're sitting in the car. Mm-hmm. And the...
Oh, dude, this is lovely.
Yeah, pick the flowers, you rich, ugly-ass bitch.
She's talking to the mom like that. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, who is that? Is that... That's the wives are just... That's
so they in the show...
Two couples swap wives.
Yes, okay. But they pick families that are absolutely opposite.
Well, the God warrior.
It's... She's not a Christian. Trading spouses. But it's basically a ripoff.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this woman. This is us. This is us, bitch.
Okay.
Listen to this woman.
Her bed so much that she spends less than 15 minutes a day with her kids.
I have never had a maternal bone in my body. I don't even like kids.
She's a mom. She's on Wife Swap.
On television.
I have not a maternal bone on my body. I don't even like kids. Isn't that fierce?
In fact, my uterus isn't even there. They came out through my stomach.
But the show, it's so amazing and hilarious. And I'm like crying laughing at
this
some of
this. This is this is like what, 2002?
It's...
Or
yes.
Earlier.
Listen, this is the kids, these two daughters hypothesizing what kind of mom they want in the swap. Listen to this woman.
Okay.
These are kids.
I'm in the house looking cute. The more I can definitely have a problem.
No, I just hope she's not fat.
I just hope she's not bad.
Wow.
And I just want to say that I know that this is an older show now, early 2000s perhaps. Mm. What flew on television, reality television in the early 2000s?
Oh. Well, this was before, and this is the same thing like with Drag Race. This is before like anybody had that self-conscious awareness of trying to brand themselves or their reputation or anything, nothing.
Which
there was
is
no
part
canceling.
Of what made it good.
Of course.
But these people getting a wife swap with a woman of color and doubling down on the use of the N-word on television.
Yeah, it's unthinkable. I mean, it's unthinkable. But
or
yeah.
This woman switching, this conservative Christian woman switching with a lesbian couple and then telling them to their face at the end that she was uncomfortable knowing a lesbian was at home with her daughter because she'd know she's a pedophile.
Oh, wow.
It's
wild.
So wrong and horrible, yeah. But part of what reality shows are good at
is the name of the game.
Yeah.
Think of this though. It's only recent that it's only in the last maybe four years or something that I have completely washed off the stink of reality TV. Like it used to not be something to be proud of. Do you know what I mean? Like competition shows are a little different, but reality TV.
Well, competition shows, it's a showcase of talent.
Yes.
So there's something there.
Yes. However, it's still like, it's still kind of like it carried a bit of the trashiness of like, it was like less than a soap opera. Like you could say
way
you're an actor,
less.
but now like it's some of them are prestigious. Yeah, they're elevated. Their TV is a whole different game now. But in the beginning, girl, reality TV people, like, you know, yeah.
Remember Eliminate?
Trash.
Do you remember Next?
I never saw Next, but you told me about it. It sounds fucking horrible. Horrible. Although I wish we had less like
the Swan.
Social drudge. Yeah, like that kind of like Black Mirror shit. I wish we just had more like Wipeout. Like Japanese, you know, the Japanese ones where the crabs get you? Or like you're like dropped into a giant thing of sawdust and then some alligator comes out and you get that kind of thing.
I know. Nicole Byer has the best job in the world. She gets to be with John Cena and watch people eat shit.
What is the show she does called?
It's Wipeout.
Wipeout. Okay, yeah.
Nicole does Wipeout where people do these amazing,
crazy,
impossible to win. The show's about you falling.
Yeah.
And usually it's like, I'm a young athlete. I can do this. And so it's like spry young people eating shit,
which is
they're fine.
Walk
it off. But they're often falling into like muddy water. That's unpleasant.
Yeah, I have
a fear of like my open eye hitting muddy water.
I had to do a thing where I crouched down the other day on a flat surface that wasn't moving and not slippery. And I was afraid. That's the level of like that. I watched the latest episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I was like, I noticed there was a funny little goofy fight scene where Cheryl Hines was in it. And it was the stunt double like fell. And I was like, it was an easy fall. But I was like, oh yeah, of course that's a stunt double. Actor's not going to do anything that would even inconvenience them at all because that's just a huge liability.
But then we learned from Harvey last week that sometimes Harvey
does her own fucking stunts.
If you guys didn't listen last week, we had Harvey Guillen from What We Do in the Shadows, and she got us
all the way together. He was such a fabulous
one of my favorite guests we've ever had.
I think, yeah, no shade to all the other guests, but he's my favorite. It was so fun talking to him. And I didn't have to prepare. I've seen every single episode of actually watched some compilations earlier today.
Compilation?
Gonzo compilations from Brazzers, where
What's
the girls.
Gonzo.
I think it's when they have a huge nose and they just use that to fuck the girl.
Are like you
Muppet
serious?
Style? No, it's a certain type of filming. I forget what it
go
means.
Go Gonzo.
Gonzo.
What if right before I come, I go, oh, I'm gonna go Gonzo.
I'm gonna go.
Yes. Or like somebody, I'm like somebody's jerking me off, and they get close to me, or they go, "Are you close?" And I go, it's time to put on makeup. It's time to.
All right, let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, let's all. That's me walking to the bathroom for the cum towel. Yeah, you know how you walk like this?
Yeah. No, mine is it's like, are you close? The AMC commercial with Nicole Kidman that plays right before the movie at the theater. It comes. Yeah, we come to this place for magic.
Nicole Kidman,
Mary.
Did they ever in a wig for the commercial? Just voiceover.
Of course. Oh, of course she's fully wigged all the time. All the time fully wigged, and you know, I don't not to
I want her to do like Broadway lace though, like 4.5 inches of unglued down lace. You know, on Broadway they like it's long lace and they don't glue it down
because what's the point?
It's so far away, which honestly we should think about doing on our tour.
I'm not gonna do lace on the tour. I'm giving full bang into that theater.
Speaking of, you guys, in the United States we are currently pretty much 99% sold out on our tour. But you never know.
You never know.
It's not wild. I believe in us.
No, I don't think it's wild. I think it's...
We work really hard.
It's great.
We nurture what we're good at.
Yeah. And
you know what else is good about us?
What?
We don't act like we're good at things we're not good at.
Oh, I don't think we ever pretend to be anything that we're not.
We're not.
No. And I don't... Yeah. I mean, if anything, I know I am I'm just guilty of not... Sometimes I downplay what people enjoy about me because there's no use in disparaging yourself or being falsely humble. But like,
yeah.
If people like you, they like you.
Well,
whatever.
Humility is like one of those things that I've heard about. But
you should
like,
get into that after wife swap.
But it's like somebody when you go to an LA, when someone has an Emmy and they have one of them, it's on display. When they have 10, they're in a closet.
Yes.
Right. People get almost ashamed because their biggest fear is, what if I look too proud of myself? You know?
Right. Except Lady Gaga. I live for her.
Lady Gaga. You know, because of House of Gucci, we are going to hear, there can be 100 cannolis in a room. We're going to hear whatever the Italian version of that is for years.
There could be 64 gabagool on the plate.
But and only 99 of them were eaten by my cousin Rachel.
Yeah. And she came over from Sicily and she said, I mean... The fact that, did you hear the clip where she said, I walked by the place where he was shot and I felt a gut punch. I mean, She is so nuts. And I mean this in a good way. Like, she is so camp. She's so over the top in this bizarre, like, mixture of earnest and...
Yes.
Like, I mean, she's very invested and very talented.
She's young, but, like, here's the thing. If she was an older woman, we would love her the way we thought a Carol Channing was out there.
Yes.
Or a... what's a good example of that? The original Catwoman.
Or Liza. You know what I mean? She'd be like a Liza.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, like she's wild, but she's crazy. She's like a crazy old legend.
Yes.
But Gaga's a little... she is a legend. Of course, she's legendary, but she has that grande dame
she's
energy.
She's doing Debbie Reynolds at age 30, yes, and I love it.
Yes, exactly.
She's doing like, oh, a piano, don't make me sing. Like, she's kind of doing that.
My favorite clip of her is when she's like, it's so nice to be in the presence of so many locals.
Oh, the locals.
But she is so camp, and especially when she lobbies for something. I mean, the way that she lobbied for that Oscar for that fucking Star is Born movie was a whole... Fuck 5-2, mama. I want to see that journey.
Oh, that's what I mean. We're about to experience that.
Yeah.
There's going to be an equivalent of Shallow, that song, in this.
Yeah.
We will hear it for 6 years.
Yeah, hopefully it's, when the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie.
And you know what the gag is? Mm. We have here... we have an amazing all-star performances, of course. Limitless budget. A story that every continent of people would want to hear from. Giant movie house behind it. But when it comes out and it's celebrated, she will act shocked that anyone even saw it.
I can't believe this little thing that we believed in.
She'll be like, yes. I can't.
It's unthinkable. I never thought that in a million...
Like, she just got on The Voice yesterday.
I know. She's a nobody.
You know what, I know. Hey, she listens to the pod, so we should be careful.
We should be careful.
She doesn't listen to the pod.
No, she does not.
But she is incredibly gifted.
She is. And also, listen, I want to... she's overshadowing a very a minor detail. There's an actress who plays, I think, the mistress of the guy, of the Versace guy. Not Versace. Gucci guy who gets shot. Played by this French actress, Camille Cotin, who's in the trailer for literally a half a second. And she's so fucking good. And it's just because Adam Driver, Lady Gaga, Al Pacino, everybody else, Ridley Scott, like all that. Nobody cares about the French actress, but I just hope that she gets her cookies because she needs to be like a household name in America.
Yeah. Well, Adam Driver's on the same level too. Remember when he walked out when they played a clip of his movie?
Oh, that's...
So they're all doing offstage camera performances.
What is...
I mean, disclaimer, far be it from us to call anyone camp. You know, consider the source.
I'm the clump. Yeah. We're like clump. You know, did you see Annette.
Nell?
No, not Annette. Did you see Annette? You would know if you saw it. The movie that's streaming on with Adam Driver and Marion Cotillard.
No.
The rock opera.
No. Did you see this?
I tried to.
Did you live?
It is... I've never seen... bad shit doesn't even begin. That shit does not even begin to describe.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like musicals.
I was just going to say, you don't like singing.
And this is a rock opera.
Is it in English?
It sure is.
See, you also hate that.
If it was in Italian or any other language, I probably would have stuck with it for a few more minutes. But it is so fucking crazy.
Is it?
It is so...
Who would play her? Who would play that movie? Like, what is it like?
I struggle to find the words.
Dune?
Nell... Nell, Pig
Did
in the
you
City.
Watch June?
It's like if Nell was a cock destroyer made out of half robot, half lamb, lived in Japan, and then became the headmaster of a boarding school in South Africa.
Work.
That's Annette, it's called. It's so fucking crazy.
I was once in a 3-act tap musical called No No Nanette.
Oh. Okay. So that makes sense. Ryan Landry, back in Boston, did a spoof called No No Nativity.
Yes, it's the musical that T for Two is from.
Okay, so that makes sense. That must be a reference to something.
Do you like Grey Gardens?
I do. I like.
Do you like the Documentary Now episode about Grey Gardens? Peter Potter, Peter. That was so fucking good.
Documentary Now, the one with about Marina Abramovic with Fred and Kate Blanchett as the performance artist.
I didn't see that.
You have to, if anybody, even if you're not familiar with Marina Abramovic, the artist is present. It is so fucking brilliant. It is so fucking brilliant. It is so well done. It's the most incredible funny satire, like for smarties and dummies. It's like it's so perfect.
Mark.
That whole series is so good. Documentary Now.
I've only seen the first one because the first one was the Grey Gardens one. I just saw Fred Armisen a few weeks ago.
Armisen, yeah.
Yes. I did the Largo with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to tell you. I know you like probably hear about all the time.
But I love it.
Obviously Portland and all that. No, I was like Portland and I have to tell you. I know you probably hear about all the time. But that Documentary Now pilot, the Grey Gardens.
It's so good.
And he was like, oh, thank you. When it turns dark.
I don't remember.
Do you remember it's like a parody of Grey Gardens and then it turns murderous and they kill the documentary crew at the end?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it's like a horror movie. It's like Blair Witch at the end.
Yeah. Whoever did that, it's brilliant.
Did you ever see Paranormal Activity? Did we talk about those?
No, we have not.
During Halloween, during my stay at the hospital, I watched Paranormal Activity on my iPad. I hadn't seen it in a while. And I was on a little drugs, but...
What kind of drugs? What did they give you?
Molly.
They give you an IV of MDMA.
Well, they crush it up and mix it into Visine, and then they make me drink it, and no, then I shit.
And then they put up your ass.
Yeah. Which, by the way, my diarrhea is finally starting to slow down.
Oh, thank God. You got to get that rectal thermometer, though, trust me. If you want an accurate temperature read
How can I put something up there when so much is coming out?
Mama, if that should be on a t-shirt.
So I'm watching Paranormal Activity, and I forgot that in my sophomore year of college, I didn't know that Paranormal Activity was... A fake documentary?
A mockumentary.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I remember watching it and watching like the door move for the first time and being like, does the world know about this movie? Are people going to find out about ghosts? Like I was like, proof of paranormal, like, do people know about this?
You got to get YouTube down here to film this.
The movie had to get so crazy for me to be like, oh, it's a movie. Like once the Ouija board started on fire, I was like, oh, they're making a movie. I thought I was watching like home video. I don't know.
Listen, I relate. I thought cars were on invisible tracks.
And watching it, Halloween was just last week. It feels like so long ago. But watching it again as an adult, mm-hmm. That movie is so fucking scary.
I've never seen it.
It is so scary.
Is it, you know, I have a hard time. I could never rewatch like Blair Witch. I can't do the found footage shaky. I need incredible, sweeping, beautiful cinematography.
Well, it's an independent film shot like, you know, real.
Does it give you the sugars? Does it give you like the...
Well, I got sick right after watching it. Yeah, so maybe...
Movies like that will give you a headache.
I said, did you kill your sister?
And he said, yes.
Something.
And then
something's not right about that.
I saw that nurse dragging that horse through the hospital. And we're back.
Wait. This is the end. Oh. We're not back.
No, we're gone.
And we're going. Gone.
Thank you guys for listening another week. It was just the girls, and we hope you enjoyed that. And, you know, buy the stuff that we talked about in the ads or don't, and then we'll see you next time.
Join us next week when we have incredible American cultural icon Michelle Obama and bombshell Lonnie Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah. Goodbye.